Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about the marks of a leader looking at the life of David in the Old Testament. I'm going to read you from 2 Samuel chapter 5, verses 1 and 2, where we read, "Then all the tribes of Israel came to David at Hebron and spoke, saying, 'Indeed, we are your bone and your flesh. Also, in time past, when Saul was king over us, you were the one who led Israel out and brought them in. And the Lord said to you, "You shall shepherd my people Israel and be ruler over Israel."'" God told David that he would be the next king of Israel when he was just a boy, maybe 13 or 14 years old. It took more than 15 years until the events of 2 Samuel chapter 5, when David was actually received as king over a united Israel. Before this, only one of the tribes of Israel recognized David as king, and the other tribes recognized the counterfeit king, Ishbosheth, a son of Saul. When Ishbosheth was murdered, then the tribes turned to David. It is sad that the tribes only turned to David when their previous choice was taken away. On the same principle, it's sad when Christians only really recognize Jesus as king when their other choices fail. We should choose Jesus first, not just when other options fail. Yet God loves us enough to let our idols fail so that we can put our trust where it belongs, in Jesus Christ. We can learn from how the elders of Israel received David. First, they said, "We are your bone and your flesh." This means the elders of Israel received David's leadership because he was an Israelite himself. This was significant because for a period of time, David lived as a Philistine among the Philistines. The elders of Israel put that away and embraced David as one of their own. Second, they said, "You were the one who led Israel out and brought them in." The elders of Israel received David's leadership because he had already displayed his ability to lead. One of the qualifications for emerging leaders from 1 Timothy is, first let them be tested. That's in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 10. David's leadership was tested and proven, so they received him as king. Next, the elders said to Israel, "The Lord said to you, 'You shall shepherd my people Israel and be ruler over Israel.'" They received David's leadership because it was evident God called him to lead. God's call was clear to everyone. These three characteristics should mark anyone who leads God's people. First, a leader must belong to God's people in heritage and in heart. Secondly, a leader must demonstrate a capability to lead. Third, a leader must have an evident call from God. The elders of Israel accepted David's leadership when they saw these things in David. Now, when we see leaders who are marked by these three characteristics, we should make it a special point to do what Hebrews 13, verse 17 says. "Obey those who rule over you and be submissive, for they watch out for your souls as those who must give account. Let them do so with joy and not with grief, for that would be unprofitable for you." So, friends, if God has put you in a place of leadership, remember to live out those three principles. And to whatever extent God has put leaders in your life, look for those three principles. Look for those marks of a leader. And let God work that wisdom in you today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.org.